Hello. You're welcome to speak.
Hello.
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 I hope you don't mind me joining you.
Not at all. No, you're very welcome.
I have been listening for a little while. I don't have much to say, but what I wish to say is this, that you are all very caring people, and I have listened closely to what you have said. May I make a suggestion to you?
Oh, yes, please, yeah.
I would suggest that you focus on your own being. Spend each day giving thanks and allowing your physical body to develop along with the spiritual. If you can achieve this, you are living life to the very best that you can. It is a simple task, and I would like to remind you all that simplicity is indeed a spirit itself. Can you see this?
Yes, I think so. We do make things too complicated.
Yes. I was listening about the gentleman also, who is not ready to receive. But that is his choice. Do not ever be offended or upset that other people do not think the same as you do. But instead, think loving thoughts and they will be guided. That is a much better way to deal with others. So, I hope you did not mind my interruption this evening.
No, I think you've really helped there clarify. Keeping it simple is such good advice.
Yes, and of course I know you have been taught never to judge another person.
Yes.
Because you really do not know what that whole person has become. You see only the physical thoughts, the physical body. And it is time now for you to all move a little further forward.
And we were reminded about the two sides of the same coin.
Yes.
That seems to be quite a powerful thing if we're tempted to judge people.
Yes. We are always looking for ways to show you that we understand what is being said amongst you. And that was a good explanation. Yes.
It's almost like someone's got to play the dark side and another's got to play the light side.
I think you must know that whilst you are on earth, there will always be dark and light. The object is to go forward with your own lives, and then everything will begin to fall into place. Some of you may stumble and fall, others of you may go forward without too much intrusion.
The focus is more inward than outward then. Just get on with our own.
Yes, try not to judge as you were doing with the gentleman. His time will come. and the time will come when he leaves this physical world and he is faced with what there is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
And I also liked the expression that you have been making this evening about others. Mm-hmm. So I say to you, thank you for allowing me to speak. It has been a great pleasure for me, because normally I sit quietly to the side just listening. But this time I felt I had to speak to you.
Thank you very much.
Could we ask who you are?
I am called Arthur.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us anything? Have you been following us for a long time, Arthur?
I have been here on many occasions, but as I have said, I have never spoken.
No.
I am a spirit who wishes to help others, but to help others gently along with their physical lives. Therefore, I am around you quite often. And I hope the few words I have spoken this time will be noted.
Well, thank you for making yourself known.
Certainly will. Gives us food for thought, definitely.
Yes. I will just leave you gently now, and know that when you leave this room, you will feel my love and calmness to take with you on your journey of life.
Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you, Arthur. Our love goes with you.
Already feel that calmness, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't have a body with Arthur. It was just like his face.
And I
was talking.
When I looked at you, your face sort of disappears when somebody's with you. It's hard to. That's what I see anyway. I always. As if something's covering your face then.
I'd say he was pretty high up, because it seems to be that the more high up they are, the simpler the message.
Yeah, I think so too.
It gets simpler and simpler.